Once again, I request Dr. R.D. Ranjan and Dr. Sushila Prabhakaran to be on the stage so that very soon we could start with the session. And I request you all to welcome Dr. Sriman Sahu with big hand of applause. Your loud, thank you.
Om Shanti. Sabhi ne nahi bola. Om Shanti. Very good evening. Really, it is a great pleasure and a pride privilege to address such a august gathering, such a beautiful gathering. I see the entire cream of my nation, those who are called the next to God. We are from a noble profession, and in the last 2 days, we are totally charged. It is very easy for me now because the land is quite fertile. And in a fertile land, if you sow something, what happens, you know. So, already you have been x-rayed by Sister Sivani. Then you have been rejuvenated. You have been empowered. And I think my task will be very easy now. Even Sister Usha, she told about the call of the time. So I feel now this is the right time to share my views and opinion. So you are hearty welcome again. Diabetes, a holistic approach. A presentation for all of you. It is brought to you by me. I have a question. And I'll share certain things which we all of us, we observe. There are 3 types of people in the world. There are 3 types. The first category, those who make things happen. The second category, those who watch things happen. And the third category, those who wonder what happened. So now my question to all of you, out of these 3, to which category you belong to? Those who say the 3rd category, please raise your hand. None. Very good. Those who belong to 2nd category, few. Those who belong to the 1st category, so still not everybody. I see many those who did not raise in any of the 3 categories. What you are thinking yourself? There are 3 types of people. कुछ लोग हैं जो कुछ करके दिखाते हैं, कुछ लोग हैं जो देखते हैं क्या हो रहा है, तीसरे कैटेगरी जो वंडर खाते हैं, अरे ऐसा हो गया. तो हम सभी द मेडिकल माइंड, वी आर द क्रीम ऑफ द नेशन, द मोस्ट इंटेलेक्चुअल पीपल, दे गो फॉर द मेडिकल सर्विस. सो आई एम नॉट ओनली एड्रेसिंग यू, आई एम एड्रेसिंग द होल नेशन. आई फील लाइक दैट. तो मैं सोच रहा हूं, पूछ रहा हूं कि हम किस कैटेगरी के हैं. फर्स्ट कैटेगरी, यस. नाउ दोज हु फील दैट वी आर द फर्स्ट कैटेगरी, प्लीज रेज योर हैंड. यस, थैंक यू वेरी मच. नाउ द सेकंड क्वेश्चन, द सेकंड क्वेश्चन टू ऑल ऑफ यू, कैन वी स्टॉप द वॉच? कैन वी स्टॉप द वॉच? यस, दोज हु से यस, प्लीज रेज योर हैंड. फ्यू. हाउ? How? I am not asking the wall clock we see in the wall. I am asking something else. I am asking something else. Please think. If we cannot stop that watch, then we do not belong to the first category. So what is that watch? I am telling you. Look at this. In 2011, there was an international Diabetes Federation conference in Dubai. And during that period, I'm not going to very far past. I'm just sharing the incidents, the scenario of the world scenario, in the just recent past. In 2011, the death rate of diabetes due to diabetes complication was in every 7 seconds, somebody is dying of diabetes complication. And just after two years, I had been to this conference in Melbourne in 2013, International Diabetes Confederation. So in this conference, it was mentioned that in every 6 seconds, somebody is dying of diabetes complication. I'm asking this watch to stop. Can you stop this watch? To stop that watch, it is very simple. Just take out the cell, it will stop. But I am asking to stop this watch. And do you know, in every 20 seconds, somebody is dying of, somebody is losing his lower limb. One diabetes patient in a hospital is being amputated. Every 20 seconds. Can you imagine? So, I am asking this thing. And diabetes led to death of 10 lakhs Indians every year. 10 lakhs. So, this is the world scenario. So, and in 2014, all over the world, about 5 million people died of diabetes complication. 5 million people. So, practically we are at war with diabetes. Practically we are at war with diabetes. So, but my question to all of you, are we all safe? Are we all safe? Because I can share you one incident. Few years back, almost nearly 3-4 years back, Professor Ramachandran, he's a renowned international figure of diabetes, he surveyed about 2,500 physicians of our country, MD medicine physicians of our country. He checked the blood sugar and blood pressure. And unfortunately, more than 50% physicians are suffering from diabetes and hypertension. Then who can save the nation? Who can save the world? Who can save the world? So that's why my question to all of you, are we all safe? So this is the present scenario of what is going on. So any solution for that? Do you feel any solution? What is the solution? What is the solution? See, diabetes, all of us, we know that it is a multifactorial and it is a multisystemic and multi-hormonal disorder. There is not a single cause. If there is a single cause, then it is very easy to solve it, finish it. But this is a multifactorial, multisystemic, multi-hormonal disorder. That's why it is a great challenge. It is a Herculean task to actually control this disease and eradicate disease. And diabetes is a lifelong, lifestyle-related and life-threatening disorder. It is a lifelong, lifestyle-related and life-threatening disorder. In 1995, we had hardly few drugs. All of us, we know, we had sulfonylurea, metformin, insulin, the NPH, regular insulin, Lenti, Ultralenti, that's all. But now, in our armamentarium, we have so many drugs, so many injectable drugs and oral drugs we have, but still, the number of diabetes, how it is increasing day by day. Today, more than 380 million people are suffering from diabetes. Every year, 10 million are getting added to that. And India itself has about nearly 7 million of people, they are suffering from diabetes. And pre-diabetes, more than 7 million. If you count both of them, then nearly 15 million people are suffering from diabetes in India. But it is a silent disease, all of us we know. And it is known, those who know that they have diabetes, it is 15 million, I can say. But if you survey every family in our country, we don't know. Hamare desh mein kitne meethe bachche honge, we don't know. So, my purpose of telling is that diabetes is not a disease which is only due to only one cause, one factor which is responsible for this disease. Diabetes, in fact, is a disorder. It is a mother of so many diseases. And the management of diabetes is something beyond sugar control. We think that if we control the blood sugar, that's all. No. The management of diabetes is something different. That's why International Diabetes Federation, WHO, on the occasion of World Diabetes Day in 2014, the theme was healthy living and diabetes. Because of our wrong lifestyle, we have actually develop this disease. And unless we change ourselves, transform ourselves, it is very difficult. Just by pharmaceutical measures, it is very difficult to control or eradicate this disease. We have successfully eradicated smallpox from the entire globe. And it is a very great news all of us must be knowing. Since last 2.5 years almost, we have almost finished the poliomyelitis. There is not a single incidence in our country, a new case of poliomyelitis. So poliomyelitis again we are going to eradicate. But what about diabetes? What about diabetes? I recollect my undergraduate days, my professor of medicine, they used to say, diabetes is an old age disease. Diabetes is a disease of the affluent people. But what is the present scenario? What you are seeing? And we feel that diabetes is a genetic disorder. We inherit this disease from our parents. But unfortunately, today I see all my patients, they are coming from Mount Abu, is a very remote place, a small village. But all my patients are coming from Delhi, from Mumbai, from Kolkata, all the cities. And their parents are hale and hearty. But the small kids, 15 years, 16 years, very obese, and they have hypertension, diabetes, hypothyroidism, dyslipidemia, whatnot. Then who is responsible? Parents are hale and hearty. We say that because we had our parents had this disease, that's why we inherited. Okay, it is one factor. Genetic factor is one aspect. But genetic inheritance is the nature of the disease, but lifestyle nurtures the disease. So that's why International Diabetes Federation is focusing. We have to change our lifestyle. And since last more than 5 years, International Diabetes Federation is telling, educate the people, educate the people, educate. Unless you educate and teach a healthy lifestyle, this disease is not going to be controlled. So, and particularly this 2015, International Diabetes Federation is focusing on healthy eating and its importance. We, just like Sister Usha was mentioning, in China what people are eating, you cannot dream even. आज लोग क्या खाते जा रहे हैं, कितना खाते जा रहे हैं, कैसे खाते जा रहे हैं, यू कैनॉट बिलीव. तो हम अपने जब खाने पीने का तरीका को, हमारे क्या खाते हैं, क्या खा रहे हैं, कैसे खा रहे हैं, इसको जब तक हम नहीं चेंज करेंगे. सिस्टर शिवानी वाज टेलिंग, टीवी देख के नहीं खाना है, क्योंकि टीवी देखते देखते कोई अगर खाता है, वो कितना खा गया खुद को ही सुदबुद नहीं है. दिस इज नॉट आवर इंडियन कल्चर. सो हेल्दी ईटिंग हैबिट, This is the theme of this year. And particularly, International Diabetes Federation is telling, our kids may die before us. Protect our future. Protect our future. Because of our wrong lifestyle, we adopted this disease. And if we do not change the future generation, teach our kids, they may die in front of us. And this is practically I am seeing in front of me. I am seeing. So, this is the time, this is the call of the time, what we have to do. Actually, Sister Usha was telling, a time is coming, a golden age. Kya Satya Yug mein Lakshmi Narayan ko diabetes hoga? Trita Yug mein Ram Sita ko diabetes hoga? Yes, bimari kahan se aayi hai, kaise bhag jayegi, Satya Yug mein koi bimari nahi hogi, kaise nahi hogi? Vastav mein kisi ne theek hi kaha hai. Jab hamare jeevan mein, kahin na kahin, hamare bol mein, बोलचाल में, व्यवहार में, संबंध में, रिलेशन में, कहीं ना कहीं थोड़ी मिठास की कमी हो जाती है, थोड़ी कड़वापन आ जाता है. देन ओनली वी डेवलप दिस डिजीज. द बॉडी कॉम्पेंसेट्स, द ब्लड बिकम स्वीट. क्योंकि आज मनुष्य के जीवन कैसा है, हम सभी वी अंडरस्टैंड एवरीबॉडी, वी रियलाइज एवरीबॉडी, आज जीवन में मधुरता नहीं है. भारत जैसे मीठे लोग तो कहीं हो ही नहीं सकते. हमारी माताएं, दे आर सो स्वीट, इतने सुंदर खाना बना के हमको देते हैं. हमारे बिहेवियर के साथ था, हमारे रिलेशन के साथ था. आज मुझे तो वंडर लगता है, पहले जमाने में हमारे घर में सामने लिखा रहता था, अतिथि देवो भव, वेलकम, स्वागतम. आज कहीं भी जाओ देखना क्या लिखा रहता है, कुत्ते से सावधान. आज हमारे संबंधों में क्या हो गया, हमारे रिलेशन में क्या हो गया, ऑल ऑफ अस वी नो. तो जब जीवन में कहीं ना कहीं मिठास की कमी हो जाती है, तो ही हमें ये बीमारी होती है. तो वी हैव टू ट्रांसफॉर्म आवरसेल्फ, दिस इज द कॉल ऑफ द टाइम. एंड सो लेट अस प्रोटेक्ट आवर फ्यूचर, लेट अस प्रोटेक्ट आवर फ्यूचर. ए सिंगल अप्रोच इज नॉट गोइंग टू हेल्प. द वे वी आर ट्रीटिंग डायबिटीज टूडे बाय जस्ट ओनली फार्मास्यूटिकल मेजर्स, इट इज नॉट द वे. सो वी नीड दैट वाई ए होलिस्टिक अप्रोच. एंड ए होलिस्टिक अप्रोच फॉर डायबिटीज इज ए मस्ट बिकॉज इट इज ए मल्टीफैक्टोरियल डिजॉर्डर. There are so many causes. We have to attack from all sides. Then only you can control this disease, eradicate this disease. But what is holistic approach? What is the holistic view of the health? Holistic view means looking at the body as well as the mind and considering the whole person and not the specific symptoms to find cures for ailments. When a patient comes to us, or we are mostly telescopic. We look at the disease only. You do not look at the person itself whole, as a whole. People say holistic means mind, body and spirit. But people do not have the understanding that mind is a faculty of our spirit, the soul. So it is not mind, body, spirit. It is mind, body and medicine. So the human being is not only a body, has an emotional aspect also. We are emotional beings as well. So the holistic approach means mind, body and medicine. We have to amalgamate all these things and we have to keep a balance of everything. So for diabetes, the holistic management is the holistic approach to diabetes today, because from one aspect we are looking at this. But for diabetes, it is the holistic approach. We have to think of 8 aspects, and this diabetes terminology itself contains the meaning. D-I-A-B-E-T-E-S. What is the meaning of T? D stands for? Yes, diet, but not only diet. It is diet and de-addiction. A diabetes patient, if he smokes, takes tobacco in any form, or he drinks alcohol, it is 100% hazardous. He will definitely die of coronary events. Nobody can say. So, a diabetes patient has to be de-addicted again. Because both tobacco and alcoholic, they affect on the beta cells of the pancreas. They are hazardous. And alcohol, in medical sense, we teach also people, moderate amount, thodi thodi piya karo. But poison is always a poison. I will always say no. Poison is always a poison. If you take lump sum amount, big amount, immediately you will see the result. But if you say little poison, if you consume, what will happen? You will die of snow poisoning. So we should not advise, because there is no moderate, there is no limit. Once somebody consumes, he starts, there is no limit. So alcohol and tobacco, they are very hazardous for diabetic patient. We must de-addict the patient, not only the diet. We have to, not just mitha nahi khana, ye nahi khana, wo nahi khana, nahi. We have to give the complete idea and knowledge about the diet and de-addiction. Then I stands for injectable and oral drugs. That's why I told holistic means it is mind, body and medicine, not mind, body and spirit. So if it is required, then we have to take at the beginning of a diabetic patient, in pre-diabetic stage or just early part of the diabetes, if you change their lifestyle totally, he may not require any drugs. But suppose somebody is already diabetic since many years, he has developed all complications. At that time, if you say that no, I'll not take any medicine. No. He has to take to control. So, whether it is injectable or oral, he has to take. That A stands for awareness of its seriousness. People are not at all aware of the diabetes complications. Because diabetes and hypertension both are silent killers. People are very much aware of their heart problem. Little bit just when immediately they are lost to a cardiologist, and the cardiologist, it may be due to some myalgia or some due to some acid peptic disease, but if a cardiologist say it may be due to heart, immediately you get admitted to an ICU without any thinking. Immediately he will say that you sell everything, but I am getting admitted. But diabetes patient mere paas aate hain 600 sugar, 650 sugar. Main kehta hu bharti ho jao, kabhi gir padoge abhi behosh hoke. नहीं डॉक्टर साहब, नहीं होना है, बिल्कुल नहीं होना है. क्यों नहीं होना है? भर्ती हो जाओ, देखो 2 दिन में आपको कंट्रोल कर दूंगा, ठीक हो जाओगे. अभी जाके कहीं बेहोश होकर गिर पड़ोगे, क्या प्रॉब्लम हो जाए? नहीं डॉक्टर साहब बिल्कुल नहीं हो सकता हूँ, हमारे घर में कोई नहीं है, एक कुत्ता है, सबरे सबरे मुझे ही थोड़ा मॉर्निंग लेटरिन कराने के लिए जाना पड़ता है, कोई नहीं है घर में। कुत्ता को लेटरिन कराना इम्पोर्टेंट है, खुद मर जाएगा इम्पोर्टेंट नहीं है, दिस इज द स्टेट ऑफ अफेयर। सो नोबडी इज अवेयर ऑफ द सीरियसनेस ऑफ द डायबिटीज एंड ऑल ऑफ अस वी नो 80% डायबिटिक पेशेंट डाई ऑफ कोरोनरी इवेंट्स। इफ समबडी इज डायबिटीज इज कंट्रोल, ब्लड शुगर इज कंट्रोल, ब्लड प्रेशर इज कंट्रोल एंड डिसलिपिडेमिया इज कंट्रोल, यू विल नेवर हैव एनी हार्ट अटैक। वी आर वेरी सीरियस अबाउट हार्ट अटैक बट वी डू नॉट नो दैट डायबिटीज इज द मेन कल्प्रिट। इफ यू कंट्रोल हाइपरटेंशन, डायबिटीज एंड डिसलिपिडेमिया, वेरी द हार्ट द कोरोनरी इवेंट्स विल बी मच लेस इन द सोसाइटी। सो दिस इज द मेन कल्प्रिट। अगेन बी फॉर बिहेवियरल थेरेपी एंड मोटिवेशन। And diabetes is a behavioral disorder. People do not do their things in proper time. They will not do exercise. They will not take timely medicines. They will not do anything. They will not follow anything. We have to motivate them constantly, constantly. We have to change their behavior. Unless it is very difficult. So we have to, that aspect also we have to think of. Then E stands for? Yes, very good. Exercise. But it is not only exercise. Exercise and physical activity. Because I have seen people, morning walk they will do half an hour, but 15 hours they will sit in front of television. Everything nullified. We have to be physically active again, because prolonged sitting is hazardous. So, half an hour morning walk or evening walk, okay, but whole day what we are doing? We have to be physically active. Physically active. Next, again T. What is T? T for timely tests and monitoring. Most of the patients of diabetes, they do not know what to check, when to check. My patients come after 2-3 years. I see, because people from all over India, they are coming to me. So I see after 2-3 years. I ask, how are you? डॉक्टर साहब बहुत अच्छा हूँ, जब से आपसे ट्रीटमेंट लिया ना, और किसी के पास नहीं जाता हूँ, आपके ही गोली चले, जो लाल वाली गोली है ना आपका, वही चलता है। अच्छा आपका ब्लड शुगर कितना है? तो ब्लड शुगर कब चेक किया था? वो जो 3 साल पहले किए थे ना। क्या होगा आप सोचिए। तो पीपुल डू नॉट नो व्हाट टू चेक, व्हेन टू चेक। एंड डायबिटीज इज नॉट ए सिंगल डिजीज, इट इज नॉट ए शुगर डिजीज, इट इज ए डिसऑर्डर। वी हैव टू चेक थरोली द पेशेंट में हैव हाइपोथायरॉइडिज्म, बिकॉज डायबिटीज इज ए टेररिस्ट एंड ए टेररिस्ट डज नॉट कम अलोन, अदर्स विल फॉलो हिम। सो हाइपरटेंशन विल फॉलो, dyslipidemia will follow, hypothyroidism, so many diseases will come, all lifestyle related diseases. So we have to investigate thoroughly at all the organs where the diabetes causes complications. So timely test and monitoring. Again E for education and empowerment. Diabetes people, they need education. They do not know what to do, how to take care of the feet, how to take care of their teeth. They do not know what to eat, when to eat, what to exercise. We say, I have seen prescription of most of my colleagues. They write glycomet GP1, one tablet before breakfast, one tablet before dinner. Next sentence, morning walk half an hour, evening walk half an hour. Morning walk half or evening walk, is there some pill so that the patient will engulf it? We say that do exercise, but no, we have to teach. So in our hospital, we teach the exercise which the patient practically can do it. And it is holistic exercise. There is no need to go to any gymkhana, any health club, anywhere. It is a combination of aerobic, anaerobic. It is a combination of stretching, warm-up, acupressure, body massage, balancing training. It is a combination of everything. People enjoy with music. It is a holistic exercise. So we have to teach them practically. Then only they will get benefited. So exercise and education and empowerment. So we have to educate the patient thoroughly. That's why International Diabetes Federation is telling since last 5 years, educate. And you'll be glad to know, Brahma Kumaris is not only a spiritual organization, it is a social organization. It is for the benefit of the entire society. And in our medical wing particularly, since last 3 years, we have conducted more than 200 diabetes education, awareness and prevention program all over India and many abroad countries also. More than 200 programs. where thousands of people come and we teach them practically how to live with diabetes. And there are many doctors sitting here in their hometown also. I have personally conducted here. So education is the most important aspect of diabetes. The father of diabetes, Professor Jocelyn, Elliot Jocelyn, has told, the patient who knows the most lives the longest. Because he does not know, then he comes with complications. So education and empowerment. Most of the patients are depressed because it is a lifelong disease. Totally mentally depressed. One of my patients in Mount Abu, he comes very often, and whenever he will come, he will cry. Doctor sahab, main thak gaya hoon, goli kha kha ke thak gaya hoon, bilkul aur goli to nahi khaunga, mar jaunga. Aise bhi ek din marna hai, goli kha kha ke bhi marna hai, nahi kha ke bhi marna hai, main nahi khaunga goli. Usko diabetes hai, hypertension hai, thyroid hai, do char goli khata hai. Lekin goli kha ke thak gaye aap? Nahi, bilkul thak gaya hoon, bilkul nahi khaunga. Main puchta hoon, aaj subah nashta kya kiya? Paratha kha ke aaya. Kitna paratha khaya? Char paratha kha ke aaya. Lekin char paratha kha ke nahi thak gaya, aur char goli kha ke thak gaya. सोचो ना, एक काजू है, किशमिश है, बादाम है, पिस्ता खा लो ना, क्या क्या प्रॉब्लम है इसमें. पेशेंट नीड्स एम्पावरमेंट. एम्पावरमेंट, वी मस्ट गिव द थिंग, राइट थिंग. जस्ट लाइक सिस्टर शिवानी टोल्ड, ऑल ऑफ अस आर, ऑल ऑफ द पेशेंट्स हु कम टू अस, दे हैव अ वेरी नेगेटिव ऑरा. वी हैव टू एम्पावर देम. कैसे एम्पावरमेंट होगा? मेरा एक पेशेंट, मैं जस्ट एक्सपीरियंस शेयर करता हूँ. एक लेडी आई थी, शी वॉज टाइप 1, 30 ईयर्स ओल्ड. शुगर देखा एकदम 300-400, कभी भी कम नहीं. मैं सारा रिपोर्ट देखने के बाद बताया, बहन जी कोई बात नहीं, ठीक हो जाओगी. तो मुझे ऐसे देखती रही. मैं बोला कि क्या देख रहे हो? कहते, डॉक्टर, यू आर द फर्स्ट डॉक्टर जिसने मुझे कहा कि तुम ठीक हो जाओगी. मैं कितने कहां कहां भटक चुकी हूं. मैं जहां जाती हूं, मेरा रिपोर्ट देखते ही कहते, तुम तो गए अभी काम से ज्यादा 5 साल. तो क्या होगा पेशेंट का, आप बताइए. We must empower the patient. Empower. And unless we are spiritually recharged positively, it is not possible. So empowerment. And last, S is stress-free living and keeping a balance in life. Unless you are stress-free, and those who keep a balance in life, they remain stress-free. Somewhere there is something missing. Our personal life, our family life. Our personal life, our social life. Our personal life, professional life. Somewhere there is some disturbance. That's why you are having stress. Those who keep a balance, they receive blessings from others. Their life becomes blissful. And Brahma Kumari's World Spiritual University teaches that art. So, stress-free living and balance. So, all these 8 aspects I have depicted as a picture. You can see it diagrammatically. The 4 pillars of diabetes management are diet, exercise, drugs, and monitoring. Diet, exercise, drugs, and monitoring. But suppose there is a table has only 4 legs, but there is no tabletop. There is no tabletop. Is there any meaning of the table? Ek table ke sirf 4 khambe hain, lekin uska upar ka tabletop nahi hai. Kya kaam ka hai table? So that tabletop is education and awareness. And above that, what is this? This is the art of balance and stress-free living. So these are the 8 aspects. These are dietitian, healthy food, regular monitoring, keeping a balance, exercise, medication, meditation, and education. These are the 8 aspects. They come under the holistic approach. So if we are approaching holistically, then only we can eradicate this disease and control this disease and finish the disease. This is my belief. And I'll share certain patients' experience. Diet is a very basic and efficient tool for ensuring sugar control. Unless you thoroughly teach the patient what to eat, when to eat, how to eat, how much to eat, his sugar is never going to be controlled. Mere paas patient aate hain, abhi sugar 400, abhi 40, abhi 500, abhi 50. Just make a little bit change in the diet, ekdam control ho jata hai. Second, de-addiction is a must. If somebody is consuming alcohol and tobacco and all other addictive things, he's definitely come with complications. Next, exercise is the best insulin sensitizer. If you may prescribe metformin, pioglitazone, so many insulin sensitizers there, but if the person is not doing any exercise, all the drugs will not be effective. So, insulin sensitizers. And drugs, if it is required, we have to give them. Right drugs we have to select. Then, education is the treatment. It is not a part of treatment. It is the treatment. Education is the treatment. And test and monitoring, very important, most important aspect of diabetes management. Because if the patient does not test anything, he will never know what is happening. One day come with complications. So irregularly patient, he is supposed to know daily what to do, weekly what to do, monthly what to do, quarterly what to do, half yearly and annually what to do. We must teach them. Then only he will be free from complications. Otherwise, one day he will come with complications. And stress relieving, very important. And because I can share you one experience, one gentleman, he is middle-aged, he was in a good position and very highly qualified, he came to me. Then I saw the sugar is totally uncontrolled, BP is uncontrolled. I told, you get admitted, I will teach you what is a diabetes and in 2-3 days I will totally control you, 100% I am giving assurance, please get admitted. So, he said, Dr. Sahib, what is diabetes? You have to ask diabetes about diabetes. Patient is telling to the doctor, diabetes ke bare mein jo puchna hai mujhe puch lo. Why? Aaj sabke paas Google Bhagwan hai. Aapke Bhagwan jo answer nahi de payenge, aapka Google Bhagwan de denge answer aapko. Sabhi, they are very good in surfing, net, all information. Lekin kehta hai ki, Dr. Sahib, mujhe sab pata hai diabetes kya hai. Lekin, jab tak main meri chai mein 3-4 chamach chini nahi dalta, main to pee nahi sakta. और कभी रास्ते में जाते हैं समय कोई अगर मिठाई की दुकान देख लिया बस मैं जाके 3-4 गुलाब जामुन जब तक नहीं खाऊं आगे तो बढ़ ही नहीं सकता सिगरेट तो मैं छोड़ ही नहीं सकता जबकि ईसीजी में सारे चेंजेस आ चुके हैं एसटीटी चेंजेस आ चुके हैं डिसलिपिडी में है बीच-बीच में डिस्निया और एग्जर्शन है इज देयर एनी ट्रीटमेंट आपके पास है बताइए हाउ टू ट्रीट सो एम्पावरमेंट Unless the patient has the willpower and strong determination, empowerment, he's not going to get rid of the complications. So we have to empower. So to increase the inner strength, to keep a mental equilibrium and to enjoy every aspect of life. Jeevan ka har pal enjoy karna hai, manasik santulan banana hai, aur jeevan ka sachcha anand lena hai, to practice meditation. And this is not only for sisters, it is for brothers and doctors also. Because all of us, we know. Do you know, I can share my experience how I came in contact with Brahma Kumaris. It is long back, nearly 30 years before, when I finished my medical education, I joined a district headquarter hospital. And daily, 200, 300 patients I used to see in government setup, and nobody will come in a queue. Almost every time I am harrowed by about 20, 25 patients, all shouting at a time. How will you feel? So, at a very young age, when I was totally stressful, कभी कभी कोई patient ऐसे आते थे, आके मेरे सामने आके पूछता था क्या हुआ भाई? कुछ बोलना नहीं है, एक हाथ मेरे छाती में, एक हाथ पीठ में, मेरा छाती में जोर से दबा के, डॉक्टर साहब, मेरा यहाँ दुखता है, अरे भाई तेरा दुखता है, तेरा छाती दबा ना, मेरा छाती क्यों दबा रहा है? मैं सोच रहा था बहुत कम एज में पागल हो जाऊंगा, और ऐसे समय पर ही आई केम इन कॉन्टेक्ट विद ब्रह्मा कुमारी जब इन्होंने मुझे मेडिटेशन सिखाया बहने यू विल बी सरप्राइज टू नो मैं एक महीने के अंदर मेरा होल लाइफ चेंज आई टेल यू होल लाइफ चेंज और कितना भी कैसा भी सिचुएशन आए जीवन में एकदम सुंदर यू कैन कीप अ बैलेंस ऑफ एवरीथिंग तो मेडिकल प्रोफेशन में वी आर द मोस्ट स्ट्रेसफुल पीपल इन द वर्ल्ड दुनिया में सबसे ज्यादा सुसाइड करते हैं डॉक्टर्स तो हमें सबसे पहले तो मेडिटेशन की हमें आवश्यकता है एंड वी मस्ट टीच इफ वी Ourself practicing meditation, then only you can teach through the patients also. So the patient needs meditation and there should be a balance in life also. The art of balance. We have to keep a balance of so many things in life. We must teach to the patient. So in Global Hospital and Research Center, we have started a project. I will not take much time now because already the time was little, but we started late. That's why I will take only few minutes. So in Global Hospital and Research Center, Mount Abu, We have started a department of diabetes since last almost 7 years, where when I realized that diabetes is not a single disease due to single reason and it is a multifactorial disease, then I started this holistic approach to diabetes management. This is a project we have started, and people from all over the country, they are coming to me, and just not by pharmaceutical measures, I am treating holistically. All the patients, we teach them meditation. Early morning, we teach them exercise. Evening also, we teach them exercise. We educate the patient thoroughly, how to take care of their feet, how to take care of the teeth, everything. We thoroughly checked everything, and when we see the complications, effect of diabetes on the entire body, we give the proper treatment, and whoever comes, even 20 years, 30 years, their sugar never controlled, they come to me. And in just 5 days span, everything controlled, and they learn the art of living with diabetes and go. So this project we have started, and many patients, those who are beginners, they developed diabetes just recently, they are out of drugs now, and they are leading completely a beautiful life without any disease. And Global Hospital is a holistic healthcare center. There we treat not only through pharmaceutical therapy, we treat holistically, not the body only, we treat the mind, the soul also. So it is a 5 days program, in-person program. People come with a relative. I always encourage you come with your home minister, because home minister theek nahi hoga na, desh ka bhala nahi ho sakta hai. मेल पेशेंट्स को मैं कितना भी कुछ समझाऊं, क्या खाना क्या पीना, घर में जो मिलेगा वही खाएगा, तो इसलिए हमेशा कहता हूं इट इज अ फैमिली डिजीज, एवरीबॉडी हैज टू चेंज, होल लाइफ, होल फैमिली हैज टू चेंज. सो पीपल कम एंड दे लर्न द आर्ट ऑफ लिविंग विथ डायबिटीज एंड दे गो बैक. एंड सो रिज्यूमिनेटिंग लाइफ विथ होलिस्टिक अप्रोच टू डायबिटीज. सो लेट अस जॉइन आवर हैंड्स, बिकॉज in medical, when 30 years before, when I was a medical college student, my professor of medicine was telling, unless you know ECG, you cannot practice medicine. But looking at the present scenario, I can say, whoever you are, you may be a gynecologist, you may be a ENT surgeon, you may be an ophthalmologist, you may be a dentist, you may be anybody, surgeon, without knowing diabetes, you cannot practice anything, I can tell you. Because in the just few years after, you will see every alternate patients of your clinic will be a diabetic patient. What you will do? How many patients you will refer? To whom you will refer? And the story, I was not a diabetologist. I started my career as an anesthesiologist. I have passed from Mumbai University, Tata Cancer Institute. I looked after 4 operation theaters in Global Hospital for 15 years. For 14 years, I did not take a single leave. Not a single leave, not a CL, EL, sick leave, anything. 24 hours on call and I manage 4 operation theaters. But now as a diabetologist, why I am here? There is a story behind this. I lost my uncle, I lost my cousin due to diabetes complication. And I thought, if this can happen in a doctor's family, what will be happening in my country? So I thought, no, anesthesia, others can manage, but let me take this challenge. And our blessings of our dadis, our senior brothers, Nehru Bhai, they all blessed me and told, you start doing this because this is a great problem of the country. We have to tackle this situation. And nobody is aware of this. People are very concerned about the heart. They will die. But 80%, more than 80% people of diabetes, they die of coronary events. And if you go to a kidney hospital, you will see most of the patients are diabetic patients. So that's why diabetes... What is the cardiologist they say about diabetes, do you know? Cardiologists say diabetes is a heart disease manifested as hyperglycemia. They say because 80% people, they die of heart attack. That's why cardiologists say diabetes is a coronary disease and manifested as hyperglycemia. So now we have to join hands, because every year 10 millions of people are dying in our country. 10 millions, 10 lakhs. So, look at this scenario. So, to fight diversity and to eradicate the epidemic, let us join hands. So, do you feel the gravity of the situation? Those who feel that really this is going to be a problem and we should do something for this diabetes, those who really think, please raise your hand. Thank you very much. I will just share a few experiences of our own colleagues. they are doctors, they are surgeons and gynecologists. They came to our hospital as patients, and what they are telling, just video clip of 2-3 minutes only, you just look at this and you will see. And I wish, through the medical wing of Brahma Kumaris, we can start a project. We have already started. You can join hands with that, and we can show to the public with research, because now I have many patients, those who are with this approach, holistic approach, they are free from diabetes. But still, we need to actually address the scientific people with good research and all these things. Those who are interested for research, and they can join hands and work hard. We have all materials, everything. We can help you to establish such holistic diabetes center in your town, in your clinic also. And you can contact us, the medical wing of Brahma Kumaris and Global Hospital. Now, I'll share the experience of few patients. Then those who are interested, you can give your name and your contact number to the medical wing, Dr. Nair. And you can contact me also directly in Global Hospital. I'll give my number later on. Just let us listen to these two patients, those who are doctors, what they are telling about this holistic approach.
I am Dr. Shabda Dlakha. I have come from Amritsar, Punjab. And I am running my own hospital. I am a gynecologist and a laparoscopic surgeon. So, मैं पिछले 20 साल से मेरे को diabetes है और मैंने बहुत treatment कराया, Delhi, Fortis, Scott, बड़े-बड़े hospital, even Punjab में सभी जो भी diabetologist, पर आज तक मेरी कभी भी diabetes control नहीं हुई. तो अभी मेरे बेटे ने मुझे बताया, वो जो बीके का मेंबर है, उसने बोला कि डॉक्टर श्रीमद राहुल किसराए आप ठीक नहीं हो सकते, क्योंकि उनका ट्रीटमेंट सिस्टम डिफरेंट है, वो दवाइयों के भरोसे नहीं सिर्फ चलते. तो उसके कहने पे मैं अपना ट्रीटमेंट कराने आई हूँ. यहाँ पर 5 days का कैंप है और मैंने 3 दिन अटेंड किया है और मुझे इससे बहुत फायदा हुआ है. यहाँ का ट्रीटमेंट बाकी सभी हॉस्पिटल से एकदम डिफरेंट है. सब जगह जहाँ जाओ शुगर चेक करते हैं, इंसुलिन बढ़ा देते हैं, कम कर देते हैं या मेडिसिन बदल देते हैं. फिर भी मेरा शुगर कभी भी 200, 300 इवन 500 भी चले जाता है. और डायबिटीज की वजह से कॉम्प्लिकेशन भी, मुझे कार्डियक कॉम्प्लिकेशन हो चुकी है और 2 बार मैं एंजियोप्लास्टी भी करा चुकी हूँ. तो इनका ट्रीटमेंट में और बाकी का ट्रीटमेंट ये फर्क है, ये शुगर उसका बेस से उसको ठीक करते हैं और जो भी डायबिटीज की कॉम्प्लिकेशन है, जो नून है सब जगह, उसको ठीक तरह से जांचते हैं. पूरा बॉडी का जहाँ जहाँ डायबिटीज का इफेक्ट हो सकता है, तो इनका ट्रीटमेंट प्रिवेंटिव भी है. जैसे आईज का चेकअप, फुट का चेकअप, हर एक चीज को पूरा चेक करते हैं ताकि फर्दर जितना हमारा हो चुका है, नुकसान हो चुका है, आगे कुछ प्रॉब्लम ना हो. सो इसके अलावा इनका कहना है कि सिर्फ जो डायबिटीज का ट्रीटमेंट सिर्फ मेडिसिन नहीं है, मेडिसिन सिर्फ 20-30% है, बाकी और चीजें हैं जैसे मेडिटेशन है, एक्सरसाइज है या डाइट है या लाइफस्टाइल ही पूरा बदलना पड़ता है तभी आप ठीक हो सकते हो. अगर कुछ नहीं बदलोगे सिर्फ मेडिसिन से तो कभी कंट्रोल नहीं रहेगा. और फिर इन्होंने खुद हर एक चीज को खुद करके दिखाते हैं, एक्सरसाइज वगैरह खुद स्टार्ट करते हैं ताकि हम पता लग जाए होलिस्टिक एक्सरसाइज क्या एक्सरसाइज करनी है, सब चीजें. बाकी भी बताया मैं अच्छी तरह से, डाइट का इतना अच्छा बताया, अपनी फूड केयर कैसे करनी है, आई केयर कैसे करनी है, हमें जो कॉम्प्लिकेशन अभी तक नहीं हुए उससे कैसे बचना है. और इनका कहना है कि अगर हम लाइफस्टाइल चेंज करते हैं तो सब कुछ फर्दर कोई कॉम्प्लिकेशन नहीं होगी और सारा कुछ अच्छे से कंट्रोल हो जाएगा. तो इन्होंने मेरा 3 दिन में मुझे मेडिसिन से और एक्सरसाइज से ऐसे मेरी शुगर कंट्रोल कर दी है. फर्स्ट डे से ही मेरी शुगर बिल्कुल नॉर्मल आ रही है, मैं इससे बहुत खुश हूँ. और जो डॉक्टर श्रीमंत साहू हैं, इनका बिहेवियर, इनका एटीट्यूड टुवर्ड्स पेशेंट बहुत ही अच्छा है, इट्स एक्सीलेंट, इससे 5 स्टार.
और जस्ट वन एक्सपीरियंस बाय वन सर्जन आई विल जस्ट शेयर यू 2 मिनट्स ओनली.
Hello everybody, I am Dr. Narayan Khandelwal. I am a consultant orthopedic surgeon. I mainly do joint replacements and I operate in Mumbai as well as in Mount Abu. I also visit Nairobi as a visiting consultant. I specially got diagnosed as a diabetes in Mount Abu. I had a very, very stressful life. I was running here and there, doing surgeries, operating all the time. I was not bothered about my health. One fine day I was diagnosed with a very high sugars, feeling very lethargic, difficulty in working. There was some modification in my vision also. So I consulted Dr. Srimant, who was practicing his diabetes here. And Dr. Srimant started me on his entire regime. So I would like to share my experience with you people that not only by the drugs which are given by the diabetologist, but a complete program done by Dr. Srimant here for diabetes has helped me so much that I am almost without drugs now. I only hardly take one medicine just prophylactically for my control of diabetes. Now, it included me the lifestyle modification. He also taught me how the calorie intake should be counted. And he also taught me the meditation part. So in all, I got a complete program for my diabetic control. This has helped me so much that, you know, initially when he showed me a video where there was a person who was very obese and, you know, feeling weak, lethargic, impaired vision, a similar picture I could imagine myself to be in that particular video. After seeing that video, I told him, Dr. Srimant, this is what I feel myself to be. And then I started, you know, following his regimes, the exercise, meditation, the diet control, counting my calories, everything. And after a period of 6 months to 8 months, I was absolutely non-diabetic. And this is a miracle, I can say.
So, you see the experience of the doctors. I have lot of many patients, those who have given their experience also. But my purpose of the in whole essence, I can say you can see the scenario of what is happening in our country. And unless we the doctors, we are the saviors, if we are the victims, then who is going to save? So let us do something for the country. And in the near future, you'll see what is happening. So we have to prepare ourselves, and from on behalf of medical wing of Brahma Kumaris, we have a beautiful platform. We can unite together, we can do something for the country, and we can, just like the smallpox and poliomyelitis, we can one day eradicate this disease, I believe it. So most welcome. I feel if an anesthetist can become a diabetologist, why all my colleagues here, whoever sitting, whatever discipline you may have, you can also become diabetologist, and we can do something for the country. So most welcome. Those who are interested, please raise your hand. Please raise your hand, and you can contact our medical wing. And my personal, the email ID is drsrimant@gmail.com. drsrimant@gmail.com. Thank you very much.
Sorry, आपने अपना परिचय ठीक नहीं बताया. मैं बता रहा हूँ. ये 2 बजे रात को उठ करके और 8 बजे तक तपस्या करते हैं. ऐसे ही रिसर्च नहीं किया है. तो ये तपस्या में, मेडिटेशन में इतना बल है कि एक एनेस्थेटिक, एक डायबिटोलॉजिस्ट बन करके इतनी सेवा कर रहे हैं. 14 साल तक इन्होंने माउंट से नीचे तक नहीं उतरा है, और 14 साल के बाद ये इतना फास्ट जा रहे हैं कि कोई संडे मिलना हो तो ये कहाँ मिलेंगे? इंडिया के किसी कोने में मिलेंगे, माउंट में नहीं
ये
मिलेंगे.
सब सीखा किससे? हमारे बड़े भाइयों से और बड़ी बहनों से.
हम अपने
इन्होंने ही सिखाया.
हम अपने गेस्ट क्षमा मांगते हैं, अभी टाइम किए हैं, हम आपका सम्मान करते हैं. और दूसरा सेशन बस जल्दी से जल्दी शुरू करते हैं.